Among the bills that will likely not become law during this year's legislative session is one that would have created a sexual assault victim's bill of rights. Those rights include victims not being charged for any health care costs resulting from their assault and to have their rape kits analyzed in a timely manner. But even though the bill didn't get a committee hearing this year in Arizona, similar measures have been approved in other states. And one of the women behind those efforts is Amanda Wynn, CEO and founder of RISE, which is a national nonprofit fighting for the civil rights of rape survivors. She joins me via Skype. And Amanda, what led you to start this organization?
I started RISE in November 1st, 2014, and it was from a very personal place. I needed civil rights, and I figured I would exercise my constitutional right to democracy and pen it into existence. In my case, when I was raped, I went to the criminal justice system and found that there were a lot of inequalities in the system. For instance, rape kits, it's up to 7 hours long. Most people don't know that. And after I went through my rape kit examination, I found out that the government could destroy my untested kit before the statute of limitations. On top of that, I found out that there was a double standard that convicted rapists had the right to hold on to the evidence, to the rape kit, for the duration of their conviction. And then the last double standard I found out was that other crimes, other Class A violent felonies, is held. And that's how murder cases have cold cases that are solved. And seeing that there was a clear inequality in the way that rape survivors are treated versus victims of other crimes, I decided to research. And when I researched my options, I discovered huge irregularities within the law. That's why we decided to found RISE, so that we can organize and draft the Sexual Assault Survivors Bill of Rights.
How much of what you focus on is education, and how much of it is focused on changing legislation?
Our goal is, at the end of the day, to pass the Sexual Assault Survivor Bill of Rights through all 50 states. And we have been able to do that on the federal level, and we've been able to do that in 10 state laws. But a large majority of what we do is educate and empower other rape survivors who have written into us to tell us that their civil rights are on the line too, and they want to make a difference in their own communities. And that process is happening in Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona's bill, though, didn't get a committee hearing. It does not appear as though it's going to become law this year. Have you found that in some states it's kind of a multi-year process, that part of the education is educating lawmakers about what the current law is and what, at least in your mind, needs to change?
Absolutely. Education is key, because anytime anyone hears about this, the response that we receive is, how is this still a thing?
You mentioned that you have a federal law passed, and I'm wondering what the significance of that is, especially given the fact that the vast majority of rape cases are tried in state court as opposed to federal court.
When I decided to write the federal law and help pass that law, it really was meant to be a model for states to follow. It's often the Frank Sinatra test. If I can make it in New York, I can make it anywhere. So we figured if we could make it in Congress and get everybody, every single representative in the country to vote on it, then we could make it anywhere.
Is it possible for you to achieve at least some of what you're hoping to achieve legislatively through maybe conversations with law enforcement agencies? I'm thinking about, for example, what you were saying earlier about how rape kits can be discarded before the statute of limitations runs out. That seems like something that maybe you don't necessarily need a law for, but if you just talk to police departments and get them to change their policies, or maybe just to be aware of the fact that they shouldn't be doing that kind of thing, it seems like maybe something you can do without having to go through the legislative process.
I disagree with that. There are so many different law enforcement agencies, and their policies vary from state to state. The point and the importance of civil rights is to have it codified so that there is legal recourse if something does happen. And at the end of the day, We're so proud to have the support of law enforcement agencies across America.
What have you heard from sexual assault victims in the states where these laws have passed about what their experience has been, and maybe having it compared to the experiences, the experience you went through and the experience that other survivors have gone through in states where these laws have not been on the books?
There's a very clear difference. Obviously, these laws have just been codified, so the impact is something we're still measuring. There are 25 million rape survivors in the United States, myself included. And I think one of the most rewarding things is to see the impact that these civil rights have granted, to meet survivors who have had their kids saved and have been able to achieve justice through the criminal justice system like it is intended to be.
All right. Amanda Nguyen is founder and CEO of the nonprofit Rise. Amanda, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.